Okay, we are in Tzimach Vav Amud Beis, and we brought a Raya. We said there's two Brises Rayas. One is to Rav Ami that it belongs to him, and one is to Rav Yehuda that it belongs to her. I want to start the Brise. We had the Raya of Rav Ami, was that it says Yaitze B'Shem V'Ayin L'Ish. That is indicative that he is the owner. Rabbi Cohn asked yesterday, Tyson's Iskasha, that maybe he's not the owner, but the fact that he has the Achrayas gives him the right for Shem V'Ayin. Now he's Mechavim to Tyson's Iskasha. He was Mechavim to Tyson's Iskasha. But we're not going to go into it, but that's the Kasha. Now we're going to go to Tanya Kavas and Rabbi Yehuda, which is hard to identify, so we'll count lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 lines at the bottom. Tanya Kavas and Rabbi Yehuda. We started this yesterday. Amachneses Shum Levayla, a woman who brings in Nichsim Eluk to her husband, and Rasa Baal Limkur Layimkur, he cannot sell it, seemingly because it belongs to her. Right? Because if it belonged to him, why can't he sell it? V'layai, not only that, and Afilu Hichnes Lashum Mishalai, and we explained it like the Ramban. What? That's not Malug. I said Malug. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. She brings in Tzay Barzal. Shum is Tzay Barzal. I apologize. Thank you for noticing the mistake. She brings in Tzay Barzal, right? And they evaluate it. He can't tell it, which is a raya that she owns it. And this is a bigger chiddush. And I'll fill the Shum Mishalai, which the Ramban says, he said to her, we're going to take all your Nifti Tzay Barzal, and this land is going to be where you collect it from. And she agreed to that condition. So now that land became Tzay Barzal. By designating that land as her place of collection instead of everything else, she is transferring her ownership from that those items to that piece of land. And therefore, Vayimkar, he can't sell that either. Vayimkar. Now, Machrushneim, what if either one of them sold it? The Parnasa, I guess because they needed it for Parnasa. Zahayim Maisel of their Shimon Galiyah, what Rabbah might be out of Lekuchas. The sale is invalid. He can't sell it because it belongs to her. She can't sell it because she gave it to him for Achrayas. Right? This is more than a Kenyan Paris. Right? It's Achrayas. And really, he is like, in a certain sense, part, at least considered somewhat of the owner because he's totally responsible. So nobody has a right to sell it. Zuck to Ashi, La Yimkar. Because that way, if he divorces her, she can take it. Either one, the parnasa. It's just the parnasa is not necessary here. It's just the normative way of why a person would sell. Normal reason. Why would a person sell items? In those days, items were worth more than money, and therefore you didn't change your items into money unless there was a need for cash. Now, therefore, the brisa says l'parnasa. Abal maitzi loy miboy d'macher hu b'loy daita. Not only if he sold it without her agreement, and he died or gershup, d'hu maitzi amyad alekucha, she can take it away. And afilu maitzehi, even if she died, hu maitzi amyad alekucha, the mechira la mechira avoy, it was not a valid sale. Even though now, she died. So let the sale be. The answer is when you sold it, it didn't belong to you. The Bach adds, Kol zman shehi kayamas shema yamosu b'chayav v'nimtzus mechira shelo kedin. But as long as she's alive, it's hers, and therefore the sale was not valid. If she died, he would inherit her. So why isn't the sale a sale? Before he, there it is, because when he sold it, she was alive. Something in my heart. Amar of Nachman. Halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman said, we paskin like Rav Yehuda, that she gets it. Amalei Rav said to Rav Nachman, V'atanya k'vosid Rav Ami. The Brisa says, like Rav Ami, that the man is the one that it joins in v'shev v'ayin. And for the Gemara, so he answered him, Afagav, the Tanya k'vosid Rav Ami, even though we learned a Brisa like Rav Ami, still, I go with Rabbi Yehuda because of the swara of Shvach Beis Aviya. Now, what? Well, that's what he feels is more logical. But the question is, how do you dispute a brisa based on your logic? Now, if you want to say you pass like the other brisa, is one thing. He answered, even though you have a brisa like Rav Ami, but Rav Yehuda makes sense. So the Rishonim learned. But there was a tiny kavas in Rav Ami before that. Again, he didn't answer him that. He said, even though you have a brisa like Rav Ami, I still pass like Rav Yehuda. Now, you could say because I go with one brisa over the other brisa, but he didn't say that. The Rishonim learn that there's a change in this Gemara. That now the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda agrees that the husband owns it. He agrees to Rav Ami that as soon as you give the husband the Tzai Barzo, it's his. It's his. Except, since it's Shvach Beis Aviyah, that gives her a right to collect or to invalidate a sale. But Shein V'ayin belongs to him. Let me try to explain. We're going to have let me learn five more lines. The Gemara will do the work for me, so why should I try to explain something the Gemara will do? Let's read it inside. We'll see in a second, okay? I'll show you in the Gemara how it does. Hahi said there was a lady. The Ilele Lagavra Itzelele Milsa B'Ksubasa. She brought in, I think Milsa, sometimes it's translated like silk, and sometimes it's translated like fine wool. Fine wool. In Iksuba. That was her Tzayim Barzo. Shakav, he died. So Klu asked me, Pursua Misna. They went and they used that as the shrouds.
Is it dowry? That is the same as Tzayim Barzo?
Tzayim Barzo, yes,
that's
correct.
Dowry
can be, yeah, that's dowry. That means he's bringing it into the marriage and giving it to him, yes, correct. That's Tzayim Barzo. So, Shakav, he died. So Klu asked me, well, Pursua Misna. They went and put it over the dead body to be his covering. Now the halacha is, anything used for a mace, consciously, becomes asur b'hanah, cannot be used for anything else. And she's claiming, hello, it's my thing. It's very nice, but Reuven can't take Shimon's item and put it on a mace and say, well, it's asur b'hanah. It's not Reuven. It's only if you're the owner. If you're not the owner, you cannot asur b'hanah. But a person cannot take something that doesn't belong to him and use it for a mace and then say, well, now it's used for a mace. It's asur b'hanah. It's not his. Designation has to be done by owner. So Amar Rava, Kanya Misna. Too bad. Too bad to the lady. She cannot claim Shvach Beis Aviyah. This is her fine wool coat. She brought it into the marriage. She wants it back. Dr. Rava, no. It remains on the mace, and they have to compensate her with money, but she has no right for the coat. Amale Nani Bereder of Yosef Bereder Rava, Rava's grandson, named Nani, Nanoi, I don't know how to pronounce the name, to Rav Kahana. V'amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman Alach Rav Yehuda. Didn't Rava Paskin Alach Rav Yehuda that it belongs to her? So how in the world could they have used it for their mace and affected the fact that it belongs to her? It's her thing. Amalai, Miloi Maida Rav Yehuda the Mechusir Gevayna. Doesn't Rav Yehuda agree that it still has to be collected? And the Kiva the Mechusir Gevayna B'Shusekoi. And since it has to be collected, it's not called hers, it's considered his. This is how most Rishayim explain. And let's read the next line where the Gemara clearly says this. Rabbi L'Tamei, Amar Rava, Hegdish Chametz V'Shichru Mavkiyah Midei Shiva. Reuven has an item. He borrowed money. He said, this item should be the place where you collect it from. He made a shibut on a certain item. This is where you're going to get your loan from.
Payback.
Right, Reuven borrowed money. He designated it Eved, let's say. It's Eved Kanani. You're going to collect this Eved Kanani. Then he turns around to free the Eved Kanani. Shimon screams, I had a shibud on this Eved Kanani. I had a right of collection for this Eved Kanani. Had he sold this Eved Kanani, I could have followed and collected this Eved Kanani. It was an apaitiki. It was a strong shibud. We tell Shimon, sorry, shikror is stronger than shibud. It breaks the shibud. he owned it. You had a strong shibud. That strong shibud would inhibit him from selling it. But shikur breaks that. Reuven borrows money.
What's
shikur?
Freedom.
Freedom. Freedom is Evakanani. It's Reuven's Evan. Shimon has a right of collection from this Evan.
The
same thing. Reuven borrows $1,000 and he tells Shimon, you see that room full of chametz? That's where you will collect it from. And then pay some chametz. Well, sorry, Shimon. Reuven was over by your rabbi, you might say. The chametz becomes Asur Banoah, chametz over all for Pesach. Shimon sold it. Shimon was Mavatla. Shimon did whatever he had to, but it's not his. There was an apaitiki. There are certain things that are stronger than that. Hegdish, chametz, shikur. Zuck, the Gemara here, the same thing is true here. It's his coat that she has a right to collect because of Shvach Beis Aviyah. This is how most Rishonim learn. It's not hers. His, but she has a very strong right of collection, enough so that it blocks sales. But it cannot block an Isser Hanah. It's his coat that became Asser Hanah. He died, they inherited it. They owe it to her. She has a right of collection, but that's all it is, a very strong right of collection. So the Gemara is withdrawing its original Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. It's not that she owns the Tzayim Barzal, but she has a very strong right of collection. That strong right of collection stops sales, but cannot stop certain things. And one of them is putting it on a mace.
Why don't we say Chisur Gavina only is as long as he's El Kayim, he's living?
Doesn't make a difference.
Once he's dead,
she
no
still has to collect it from the disciple. It is.
So the Gavina goes to the disciple
right
away?
Yeah. Zuck to Rashi. Kanya Misna, Takhwiche Hamez, the shrouds of a maze, Isuri Hanohe, or Asir Bahanoh, Kehegdish. The Gamer Sham Sham Yegla Rufo, we learned it out from a Pasik, the Perik, the Gmrada. Miloi Maidu Rabbi Yehuda, the Machusha Gavaina, Zuk Rashi, Ava Gav Dadin Ima, even though Rabbi Yehuda Paskins that she has a right to demand the items, Maidu, the Chokamad Logavasinumine, as long as she didn't collect from him, let's listen to Rashi. Labashusekaima. The Elo Shibuda Ba'alma is the Alayu. She has a Shibud on it, a right of collection. He owns it. The Raya is, he's intrigued, he loses or gains on the appreciation or when it gets lost. The Kibin de Bishus Yasmininu, since they are now in charge of it, right, the appreciation and the depreciation that happens after he dies is still the assignments. Asi Hegdish Dr. Shua Yasmi, and putting it on a mace is similar to Hegdish. It's not really Hegdish, but it's an Isser Hanoah like Hegdish. Umavkele v'shibudayu, it removes the shibud v'yavi dami, and they pay for it.
She has missed a karka that's part of it. What happens after me?
It's theirs. There's still any appreciation or depreciation that happens. It's still their problem. Doesn't automatically go anywhere. It's exactly what the Gemara is saying. It's not hers. See, you're right. Most Rishonim are learning that the Gemara is backing down from the original interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda. Originally, we said the item is hers. Then she doesn't have to collect it. It's hers. Now the Gemara is saying it's not hers, at least the way most Rishonim understand it. Rashi's Lashon, Ela Shibuda Ba'alma. But they gave her a strong Shibud because of Shvach Beis Aviyah.
How would it go to most guys in Torah Life school and ask them somebody that even belongs to
them? I have no idea what Torah Life Kailah would say. I love Torah Life Kailah. But, you know, I can ask a lot of questions from people that doesn't know they're not holding in the Sugya.
Rabbi Yidman Galetin?
No, what
do you think? This is according to most Rishonim. If they say the opposite way, they can tell me they hold a Kabbalah parent who holds that still belongs to her, but who has a different shot in the Gemara. I didn't count Rishonim, but the Masifta says, right, Rishonim learned this way, so that's the way I picked. And Rashi's Mashma this way.
Okay.
Rabbi Bob Redden, can I ask you a question?
Hold on a second, yes. Yeah, that's why we're learning. We get Kedushim. Yes. Who had a question?
I understand. Yes, I understand. I can't go over to somebody's animals and say, this is Hegdish.
No, you can't.
So
but you can go over to your animals and say it's Hegdish, even though you made it in Apaitiki. Even though you told the guy, this is where you'll get your loan from. And then you turn around and donate it to Hegdish. And by the way, Rashi will differentiate which Hegdish it is in a moment. But let's just leave it now generic. Hegdish. Well, poor guy who got promised that this is where he's going to collect it from, because Hegdish is stronger than that lien. As strong of a lien that it is, and it's a very strong lien. A lien that blocks the husband from selling it. But it blocks the husband from selling it, but there are certain things that are stronger than the lien. And Rava lists three of them. Hegdish, Chametz, and Shechur, and Mace, Rashi keeps on pushing that. It's similar to Hegdish. It's really not Hegdish, but it's similar to Hegdish. It becomes Aseh B'Hanah like Hegdish.
What's the core of this thing?
Makar for what?
That these three things are not good. I mean, to me, it's a little bit ridiculous. The Tanai was, I'll give you this, the reason guys lend me money is because of this, right? So, I'm sorry, and in this prod, it's ridiculous.
I mean, I have the source as Rubba. What Rubba's source for that was? His understanding of how Shibud works. By the way, just to show you this, take a look at the Taisis Yishanim. You have Taisis Yishanim on your page?
Too small.
Okay. Taisis Yishanim asks, first of all, he says, I'm going to show you in a second. Two lines in the bottom.
What?
The guf is owned by him. And therefore, it's Mabkir Mide Shibut. Now, the last line. Why don't they say that the Shibut of the woman is stronger than Hegdish Chametz and Shechur? Because I mean, I'm a Perek Avapi. Says in Perek Avapi, if she makes a neder, or he makes it, right? She makes a neder banning him from her property, his shibud is stronger than the neder. What's the difference? Neder asks him by no. And yet his shibud, Chazal say, breaks the neder. Stronger. So make the shibud stronger here too. Yes, Leimar? We're willing to make somebody's shibud stronger over a isser that's only to that person. The woman asks her husband in Hanah of her property. So we strengthen the Shibud more than the Neder. Something that bans it to everybody, that's a fact that we can't change, and that's stronger than Shibud.
So, this question, when you said Mustavra.
That's why I explained it that way.
What happens to that?
It is. Mustavra like Rabbi Yehuda. Shvach Beis Aviyah. Therefore, she has a strong Shibud on it. Shvach Beis Aviyah entitles her, what?
But he can sell only, you say?
Exactly what I'm answering. And that's why it can be Yaitza B'Shem V'Ayin Lish. Meaning,
but why can't he sell it?
Because of her Shibud. Her Shibud is strong enough to block a sale, but not strong enough to block things that Aser B'Hanah or make a guy Jewish, like Shechur. Zok Rashi, Rav LeTameh, Hegdish Dafka Kedushas Haguf. So Rashi explains there are two kinds of Hegdish. When you donate an item so Hegdish can have the money, that's called Berakah Bayis. Or if you donate it for carbon, that's called Kedushas Haguf. The only Hegdish that removes Shibud is the one that's donated for carbon. Kiyai Gavna. Avo Kedushas Damim Loi. But if you donate it to Berakah Bayis, Shibud is stronger than that. Kidit Nan. if Reuven owes Shimon money, and there's a shibud on an item, and then Reuven goes and donates it to Bedek Habayis, Shimon walks over to Hegdish, pays Hegdish a penny, or dinner, very small amount of money, and takes it away. Because really, the shibud is stronger than Bedek Habayis. Except it doesn't look good that we're taking it from Hegdish without paying, so we tell Shimon to pay Hegdish a pittance, pay something, and then take it. Because really, the Hegdish shouldn't have worked, because the shibud is stronger than Bedek Habayis. It's not stronger than Kedusha Sagov. A certain type of Hegdish. That's what Rashi is telling us. Tysus in other places argues on this Rashi, but this is Rashi's opinion throughout Shas. He has a raya from the fact that it says Mice of White Dinner by Don Chasim Alola. Chametz. Ibik Chavim Shehubas Yisrael Ochem Tzeachra Pesach. Here's the case of Rashi. A guy lent a Yisrael money. And he said, and they made up, that he's going to collect this chametz. The guy will collect this chametz. Rashi's trying to avoid a problem, and I'll explain in a minute what it is. So John, the guy, lent the yid $1,000. And they made the chametz in Apaitiki. Pesach passed, and now the yid goes to John and says, take the chametz. He can't. The chametz is Asher Banah. He cannot pay John with this chametz. What do you mean there was a shibud on it? It was John's had a shibud on this chametz. Chametz is stronger than a shibud. It answers it by no, and Reuven can no longer. Now the reason Rashi brings a guyan is because if it's a yid, it's answered by no either way, because the chametz is around after Pesach. So Rashi, to avoid that, said that we could have answered, Shimon sold his chametz. So therefore, if it would have been Shimon's, it would have been fine. It was Reuven, he didn't sell his chametz. But Rashi has a case of a guy. The guy has no problem with chametz. But a yid is not allowed to buy noah from the chametz that belongs to him. What do you mean belongs to him? There was a shibud. Yeah, all it was a strong shibud. Chametz is stronger than the shibud.
He has to pay him back.
Yeah, but he can't use the chametz. He takes a loss. The yid thought it. He has chametz that he can't use. It's us about noah. He'll give it to the guy. He's off the loan.
No, I'm saying the guy has to get his money back.
Yeah. Again, but he had lost.
Yeah,
That talks about if the yid gave it to the guy in his possession, then at that point we can say it was retroactive. But if the yid kept it in his own possession, we say that it still belonged to the yid. That's a sugi over there.
He has to do some form of a kinyan to the guy.
A kinyan now, not after Pesach. Say, oh, we made a kinyan. No.
He has to take an action for after Pesach.
Yeah.
Can't just say this is for the guy. I'm keeping it in my rishon. That's not the question.
That's why we designate places where we put the chametz for the guy. So it shouldn't be in your rishon. It should be in the guy's rishon. You rent those places. The rabbi says, make me a shliach to sell your chametz and rent the places of the chametz.
The action for him.
Yeah, he's doing the action for you, yes. Yes.
I understand, but I'm saying there is an actual transaction happening.
Correct. Rabbarak happens to be rather specific. He wants to know what chametz you're selling and how much it's worth.
No way, really?
Yeah. Rabbi Grumer was a machpat.
Ask why he does it this way. Does any of it be more?
Yeah, I understand why he does it this way.
It shouldn't be a harami. That's exactly. It shouldn't be sound like. Give it more of a.
Yeah,
it's
a
the form. The form.
Not for a lot of people. No, I mean, no.
The right where you're putting it.
Even
where
the utensil?
No, you don't sell the utensils. You sell chametz on the, that's bli on the kalem.
Yeah.
You don't sell the kalem, then you would have to tie it again.
Okay,
next year when you want to sell by Rabbarak, next year you'll go.
I'd rather sit the Rebbe.
I'll email you the form.
Was the what I gave you enough?
Yes, it was very nice of you.
I don't want to hear.
You gave me more than you gave your IT guy for 5 hours of work. Is it? Chametz. It was very nice of you.
Thank you.
Chametz of Rashi, Ibik Chavim, Shehovah Yisrael comes to Akha Pesach Asim Anah. Thus is Rechama to Mavkalim and Shibud Udav, the government removes the Shibud. Hadit Nam Beper Koshah Mutter Banah. I, the Mishnah and Koshah, says it's Mutter. Rabbah Mukil Ahasim Kishahina Yatzlai. That's only if you gave it to him. Shinasli Yisrael Bebeit Yisrael Bekechav. Now Hula Mixer Gavayna, that's already collected. Shikwar. Yisrael Shishibud Abdul Balchayv. With Meshabit is Evet Balchayv. Veshikwarai. Oh, I didn't lose them, yeah. Veshikwarai. Halayva, Yatzel Lecheres, Vamal Vagleva Milba Shalai Mimakam Achor, he has to collect them from somewhere else. So therefore, at the end of the day, Rav Ami and Rav Yehuda agree that it belongs to him, the way he rose to shine and learn. The argument is the strength of Rishibun. How much is Shvach Beis Aviyah worth? Rav Yehuda says Shvach Beis Aviyah is enough that we give her a very strong Shibun here, enough to block a sale. And Rav Ami says, no, we don't. It's his. She's owed the money. No Shvach Beis Aviyah. What happens if she wants money, not the item? So according to the Maskana of the Gemara, it's really his. She just has a Shibud on it. Does she have to take that? What if she doesn't want to take that? According to Yehuda, she has a right to ask for it because of Shvach Beis Aviyah. But she doesn't want it. She'd rather have cash. The big Shiloh. Possibly she can say it's not hers. She doesn't have to take it. But on the other hand, it's a strong Shibud. Right? You made up to collect from this. This is Achrayim I'm talking about. But that's the other Shiloh. So I'm thinking about it. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Hichnisiloi shnei kelim elevzuz. She brought in two kelim that were worth together 1,000 zuz. For Tzayim Barza. The Shibchu v'avdu ha-shnei alofim. And now, they increased the value, and the two kelim were worth two. Now here, she comes now at the end of the marriage, and she wants the two kelim. But she's not entitled to more than $1,000 value. Because that's what Tzayim Barza is. The value at the time of the chasana. So, echad neklasi b'ksubasa. One she takes, because it's shvach beis aviyah. V'yechad nesenes dama v'nirmasa. And one she has a right to buy. It gives her a right to pay for the item and take it. This is Rav Yehuda talking. We know what Rav Yehuda's opinion is. Maybe Rav Yehuda only said it if she deserves it for her ksuba. But here, she's paying to get more than it. This is not her right. Why is this a right? But she's got the deal was you're getting the money value of the day of the wedding. It appreciated. The gain is his. Maybe she has a right to take one Kaylee and goodbye. Who gives you a right to buy? It's a new Madrega. She can force him to sell her. Again. Let me try again. Does she have a Shibud of the second Kaylee? Shvach Beis Aviyah is wonderful. At this point, let me try to reword this. A lady sells off something she inherited, an heirloom, whatever it's called, an heirloom. She sells an heirloom. She sells something off. She changes her mind 10 weeks later. She wants to buy it back. Do you have a right to force the guy to sell it to her? No. I Shvach Beis Aviyah doesn't make a difference. Ever since like Suba, there's a thing called Shvach Beis Aviyah. Now the question is, how far does that go? She's only entitled to the monetary value of the day of the wedding. Any appreciation belongs to the husband.
If it was one item, that would be obvious. One item, it appreciated in value, so if you want it, you can have it, you have to pay. That's Shvach Beis Aviyah.
Yeah, but it's two items. It's two items here. She's forcing him to sell her an item that she has really no shibud on. It's not a collection, right? That's the chiddush that she can. It's a chiddush. To pay and get it, no? Rashi. She elevates us. The gain is his. It's all his. That shibud expends to the point that she has a right of buying. It's a new madrega.
So if it's one vessel, that's no kiddush.
It is still a kiddush.
One vessel is a kiddush?
Two vessels is a bigger kiddush. But one vessel to me is a kiddush also. You're entitled to $1,000 value. But it's, you only gave $1,000. That's all you're entitled to.
So
far,
why do you have to pay for it? If you're entitled, why do you have
to pay for it?
Again, that's the chiddush. To me, if that one keli would have been a chiddush, two is even a bigger chiddush.
So barzal means that I take the whole item. I take the whole item, no matter if it goes up, then I have to pay back, but I get the item itself.
Again, and that's the at the end of the day, you're all right. It's a chiddush. That's all it's saying.
That's the protocol of
Sombarza. It's a new chiddush. Yeah. Pashtas, you would have said she's entitled to take her monetary value in the keli she gave. Who says she can force him to give more than she has a right monetarily? She only has $1,000 right.
We're defining Sombarza better.
We're defining Sombarza better. Correct. At the end of the day, you're right. That's why I hate to argue with people when they're right at the end of the day. But the Havamina would have been, she has a right of $1,000. That $1,000 can be collected from the item, but not more. Kamash Malon, that she has a right to buy more than $1,000 worth if that's Shvach Beis Avia. It's defining the parameters of Shvach Beis Avia, or you would say the parameters of Tzayin Barzal. Zuck the Mishnah item. Bat Yisrael, Shenisus Lekayin. A Jewish girl married a Kayin. Yes.
The Shevach Beis Avia is really, like you said, an heirloom. It has to be, and it's not something that she bought for herself 20 years ago. It has nothing to do with her father.
Same thing. It's just a way of saying it. Yes, it would be the same thing.
Thank you.
You're right. It's still, you're right. The word of Beis Avia seems to indicate it came from her father, but it's Lav Dafka.
Family holding. Pre-translated.
Family holding. Fine. Thank you. Arch closed translation. Family holding.
Which includes
the Mishnah Vayitcha. Bat Yisrael Shenitzis L'Kayin Omeis. A Jewish girl, a Yisrael, his daughter, married a Kayin and he died. V'inicha Mubaris. And he left his wife pregnant. Now, we have learned already, and we will learn again and again, that had this child been born, the mother would eat truma because she has offspring from a kayin. The son would feed his mom.
What if she's pregnant?
What if she's pregnant and has no kids? Or, we'll see. Lo yoiklu avedah b'truma. Okay, so now, let me explain this even more. This is Avdei Tzayin Barzel. This is Avdei Tzayin Barzel. It belongs to his children. Right? It belongs to his children. One of his children is a fetus. One of his children is a fetus. So let's say he has two children and one fetus. From the, it makes no difference. That makes no difference. We're not talking about her eating truma. We're talking about the Afadim. She eats truma if there's a son. She doesn't eat truma if there's no child. What? She doesn't eat truma. Now, here we're talking about the Afadim. They're owned by all the children. Right? She didn't collect it. They're owned by all the children at this point. Right? The answer is, since the fetus owns a third of these Avadim, and by the way, a third is my fraction that I made up. It could be tenth. I don't care how many, it depends how many children are.
Right,
yes. Enough so that he owns Avadim, but he's not yet the right to feed them. And we'll find out why. There's going to be a Shilin in Gemara, why? One of two Svaris, and Rashi will bring them down in a second. And therefore, the Avadim can't eat Truma, because they're partially owned by an owner who cannot feed them Truma. When he's born, then they'll all be able to eat truma. But till they're born,
why can't they eat truma?
Because they're owned by somebody who can't feed them truma. There's a fetus here that owns some of them, part of them, a percentage of them. Right? It hasn't been designated what percentage is.
This is a They have three kids.
Which one? There are 10 Avadim. Which Avadim belong to the Venus? He's 33% owner of the estate. The estate has 10 Avadim. Till they split it up, he's 33% owner of the whole estate. Every Eved is 33% his. They can't eat Truma. It's a partial owner. Again, I'm not getting a chance to explain myself. He's a partial owner of Avadim, and he can't feed them Truma till he's born. Why? Rashi will give us one of two reasons. Can I, let me finish.
A person doesn't have the means to give Truma.
I don't know what doing that.
He cannot afford to give it.
It has nothing to do with afford. The Shilas, do they have a right to eat Truma as a Vadim of Kayan? A Eved Kayan can eat Truma even if it's not his master's.
No, what we're saying now is the reason is because
the fetus. I didn't say a reason.
The Rebbe said, or someone said, the fetus is not born yet, so it doesn't have the ability to feed.
Not physical ability, halachic ability. Halachic ability.
Because he's not here. That's
no, because he's in Ober, right.
So
that's why you didn't let me say, you haven't let me explain myself yet. If you would wait a second, if you would wait, you would see that it's not a Shreya Kasha. Let's do Rashi. Don't Rashi. She can eat Truma because of the living children. He has a chelik. The Eilu Uber Kayach Lachilim B'Truma. Now Rashi is going to give us two reasons. One of two, and the Gemara will get involved in them. Number one, Imishim D'Ksaver Uber B'Mezar Ezarhu. He's part of his mom. Even though he inherits, but you can't look at him as a Kayin yet. He's still attached to his mother, who is a Yisraelis. She can eat Truma, but she's still not a Kayinah.
Not Machil?
Again. Her child is not never eats because of a mother. Children don't eat because of a mother. He is part owner of the Avadim, and he's not yet a Kayan. He's not born yet, so he doesn't have his own entity. He's part of mom. And therefore, his Avadim can't eat Truma. Imishim d'ksaver, yilud macho shen yiludei macho. Or because it's a Xeris HaKasiv that says the owner has to be born. Shenemav yilid beisai, those who are born can feed their avadim. Those who are not born yet don't have the legal right to feed their avadim. So one of two reasons. The Gemara is going to go into the nafkamina between the two reasons. Either because while he's a fetus, he's not a kayin yet. He's a inheritor of the avadim who doesn't have the status of a kayin yet. Because he has offspring kayhanim. He can't eat. First of all, he's not eating. He can't feed because he's still not a kayan. It's because the Torah said yilid beisai, and we darshim that only people who are born have the ability to feed their possessions truma. Not because physically they can't hand the truma over, but because legally they can't hand the truma over.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
At this point, we're saying even though the fetus has living siblings, the Tzon Barzel Avadim can eat nothing of the Truma.
Correct. Because now, the Gemara is going to talk about can they split it up and take some of that Avadim for themselves and leave him with a certain share. The Gemara is going to talk about that. But at this point, they haven't split the estate. So he's a shareholder in the whole estate.
Uh-huh. Well, whether or not he's a shareholder and they haven't... So none of the deceased father... The deceased father's estate has not been divided yet. That's the issue.
Correct.
It's not that we don't know what kind of percentage the fetus should get.
No, it's
just
it's
that
because
we,
it hasn't been divided.
Aha,
correct.
Thank you.
Rob, you had a question?
Yes.
Mother's eating
until
she has kids from him?
Correct.
She would, right, if
he
died, she wouldn't have kids.
She goes back home, correct. Even if she's pregnant, correct.
She can't start eating when he's born.
Yes, she can.
She can again.
That is it.
During that period,
they didn't have
any kids. Once he's born, then she
would be pregnant.
Correct. So Uber and Paisu, Veinamachu. He stops his mother from eating truma if he is the, if that's the only offspring. But the other way, right? Meaning, let's say his mother is a bat kayin, married to a Yisrael, and he dies, and he leaves her pregnant. She's a bat kayin. If she had no kid, she goes home.
And can eat.
And can eat. But since she has an Uber, she can't go back home. So she loses.
Oh, I can't until she has a kid.
Because we learn from a pasuk that you can't go back home if you're pregnant. Halachically. Halachically. The pasuk says, V'shava obeis aviyah kinureha. When the pasuk describes a woman who was married to a kayin, and the kayin died without any offspring, the pasuk says, V'shava obeis aviyah, she goes back to her father's house, kinureha, like when she was a girl, milechem aviyah taicho, she can eat truma. She no longer qualifies to be v'shava obeis aviyah kinureha. She is not the same as she was before. But if his mother is a Yisrael, is married to a Kayan, and he's the only offspring, till he's born, he cannot feed her. Divrei Rabbi Yaisi. That's the words of Rabbi Yaisi. Rashi, Shehuber Paisum, Bat Kayan is the Yisrael. The Bat Kayan married Yisrael. V'nichem Ubaris, he left her pregnant. V'ainla ben Acher, she has no other son. Paisla Milash, Lamei Saviyah Kinarel. He passes her from going back. V'ainamachu, Bat Yisrael, Kayani, if she's married to a Kayan, Omeis, V'nichem Ubaris, he also can't feed his havadah, either for one of two reasons. Either because he's not called a kayan yet, or because it's exeris hakasa, v'yilid beit sahem yaychlu, v'darshin yaychlu yachilu. Only people born have the power to give others truma.
Right. So I would say, in my
humble opinion, shot, you're not humble opinion. You're humble opinion, yes.
Is that it's not that she's an Uber? She's a heavier woman now.
Yeah, but the problem is she's eating truma, right?
So her
if she has other kids. She is eating truma, but he's not a kayan yet.
No, but
aspect is
fine. I don't care if you word it that way. If that makes you happy,
no,
fine.
No, question.
But not a question.
No. She's eating, so why can't he lie?
Because he has no right to give others truma, either because he's still not a kayan. He's not an independent kayan. She can eat truma, but he's not a kayan. He's not a kayan. He's not a kayan. He's eating, listen, the part of his body is eating, getting truma nutrition. We're not banning her from eating truma because it's going to go to the Uber.
If she's about to
call,
can she
be mahi
also?
Yes.
Then she's pregnant with
the also called
a
coming.
So
she can't eat? I lost you. A
bat kain
that her husband.
She ended up in Basi only.
No, we didn't. We said Bas Kain to Yisroel, who died.
Okay, but it was Bas Kain to
a that's what Gemara is going to talk about.
So, what if they
decided
to split up the
Yisroel
right after
the death? They split it up? The Gemara is going to discuss it on Amid Beis. That's going to be a discussion in the Gemara.
It's a girl. They don't know if it's a boy or
girl. Again, all that coming up. Stay tuned. All coming up. The Gemara does not say do an ultrasound.
Does they have any way to determine that?
No, I mean, not that I know of, no. Ruach HaGaydish.
There's no barrel test.
What?
Like the barrel test to see if they were pregnant or not.
Yeah, but there's no barrel test for boys and girls. Not the Gemara bites. Amrulai. So the Chachamim tell him. Now let's give Rashi a chance to explain this. So let's not jump on this. You're telling me a Bas Yisrael who married a Kayan, and the Kayan dies and leaves her pregnant, right? She cannot eat truma. What if a Bas Kayan married a Kayan? Now he died. Right? She can eat truma because she has other kids. How about that bottom? They're partially owned by an Uber. And an Uber can't feed. Who cares if she's a Bas Kayin or a Bas Yisrael? Why are you saying you're halacha only by Bas Yisrael? The same halacha should apply to a Bas Kayin to a Kayin. Her husband dies. Her fetus is yarshining a percentage of the estate. The estate should not be able to eat truma because a fetus cannot feed avadim b'truma. Now the Gemara says that depends on what the reason a fetus can't feed. If it's because he's not a Kayin yet, well, here he is a Kayin because his mom is a Kayin, his dad was a Kayin, so he is a Kayin. Only if his mom is the Israelist, then while he's a fetus, he can't be considered a Kayin. But if his mom is a Kahanis, he's a Kayin. He's a Kayin. His father's a Kayin, his mother's a Kayin. Masha'en Kayin, if you learn that the plastic is Xeris HaKasov, Yalid Macho, She'en Yalid Eina Macho. It doesn't matter. And that's what they said to him. Look to Rashi. Abbas Kayin, Kayin. Kivin the Amrit, She'en Yalid Eina Macho. Since they said, you said, that if it's not born, they can't feed. He's part owner of the estate. So the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yossi, why are you differentiating between the Bas Yisrael and the Bas Kayin? As the Gemara will explain, the Rabbanan understand that the reason is because the Xeris HaKasav, that a fetus can be Macho. But Rabbi Yossi's answer to that could be, no, it's because a fetus in the womb of a Tzar is not a Kayin. But a fetus in the womb of a Kahanas is a Kayin. Because dad is a Kayin and mom is a Kayin. Because I heard from Avram Cohn, because Uba Yerachimai, she's a Kahanas, so he's a Kayin. That's what Avram Cohn told me.
It was slugged up, though.
No, it wasn't. No. Avram Cohn told me that.
I thought the whole thing now is until you're born, you have no status.
Secondhand?
Yes, there's two.
No. And if we have this pasuk, why do you come
to Shiloh? What is the reason? Is it based on a pasuk, or is it based on the fact that the Beis Zarosh is a Zar? Is it because he holds that when he's in the womb of a Zara, he's still considered a non-Kayin? Or is it Xeris HaKasav? What would be if his mother's a Kehenes? If it's Uber B'meyimai, she's a Kehenes. If it's because of Yelud Macho, she's not a Yelolim. That's the Shaila of Gemara. Tzok Rashi. B'mei Kahanas, Bas Kayin Mubaris Mikayin, Iyam Mishum Zaris Leka. If the problem is Zaris, it's no problem. Mishum Shem Gilud, Ika. If the problem is because he's not born, he's still not born. Talk to Gemara, Amar Rabbah, Hainu Taimid, Rabbi Yaisi, Nixaber, Ubi B'mei Zaris Zaru. Rabbah says, the reason is because Mom is a Zara, he's a Zar. Rabbi Yaisi, Amar, the reason is, Yilud Mago, Shem Yilud Eina Mago. Exactly. Mitzvah. Amr Lehi the Rabbi Yaisi. They said to Rabbi Yaisi, Ma'achar Shirei Atulon Wa'amishna, Abbas Yisrael L'Kayin. You told us about Abbas Yisrael L'Kayin. Bas Kayin L'Kayin Ma'u. What would be by Bas Kayin L'Kayin? This is a Braisa. Amr Lehi Zu Shemati V'Zu Lehi Shemati. I only heard that Lach about Bas Yisrael. I never heard anything about Bas Kayin. Now, if you learn the reason of Rabbi Yaisi is because the mother is the Israelist, that's why Rabbi Yaisi is saying there's a difference. But if the reason is because he's not born, what is he answering? I don't know. Or I never heard it. It's the same reason. It's the same thing. This is a kasha on Rabbi Yaisi. But it's interesting, the Gemara doesn't say it's a tshuva. You're right, it's a problem. Rashi, Zulay Shemati Leister Elul Hetera. Doesn't mean he doesn't know. I mean, I heard that's mutter. That makes sense according to Rabbah, according to Reb Yosef. It doesn't make sense. Dr. Gemara Kashit remains fair. We will continue measuring from tomorrow. I have a one.